When all hope seemed lost for a dying mother, Butterbue foresaw her healing, prophesying that it would occur on Easter. Little did anyone know, his words would soon echo throughout the town, igniting faith, yet also sparking disputes and mockery. Stay tuned to hear the story.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's story is sourced from the book Padre Pio of Pretlicina, The First Stigmatized Priest, by Alberto Del Fante. The remarkable events I'm about to share happened around this time on Easter, nearly 100 years ago. So I thought this would be the best time to share the story. Listen to this. In the early months of 1925, Paolina Preziosi, a pious woman and a good mother to her 5 children, fell ill with bronchitis. She was a Third Order Franciscan and greatly loved by the people of San Giovanni Rotondo, where she lived. Padre Pio said that she had such a delicate conscience that it was hard to find any reason to give absolution, because she was free from sin. As Holy Week approached, her condition got worse. The infection spread to her lungs, and she was diagnosed with pneumonia. Despite the doctor's efforts, her condition showed no signs of improvement, leaving her husband and children deeply saddened by her worsening health. Some of her friends approached Padre Pio to ask for help, but he replied, "What can I do? I'm just a poor sinner." He then added that they must pray and keep on praying so that the Lord does not take her. Her family and friends joined in prayer, but it seemed that their pleas were not reaching heaven. As her condition became increasingly worse, the doctor began to fear for her life. Medication had no effect, and she hardly ate anymore. On Palm Sunday, her friends once again spoke with Padre Pio, expressing their fears for the fate of Paulina's 5 children if she passed away. However, Padre Pio seemed preoccupied, as if he was trying to discern whether divine providence would intervene. "Padre, the doctor says there is no hope," cried Paulina's friends. Suddenly, he came back to himself and looked at them as if he had found a solution. "Paulina will rise with Jesus," Padre Pio proclaimed. "She is such a good person that the Lord wants her with him in heaven, but her children need her. She must keep on praying and not be afraid. Tell her that she will rise again with the Lord." Now, because Padre Pio announced a miracle would happen at a specific time, his words gained prophetic significance. He said that Paulina will rise again with the Lord, people repeated throughout Holy Week. The prophecy spread throughout town and even to neighboring cities, sparking disputes and discussions. Padre Pio's enemies laughed and awaited the day when the foolishness of those who believed him would be confirmed. But others were certain that she would be healed. However, they wondered if the healing would occur at the Easter Vigil Mass or on Sunday. On the night of Good Friday, Paulina continued to pray for her life, thinking of her children. Then Padre Pio appeared through bilocation and said to her, "Do not fear, daughter of God. Have faith and hope. At the Mass tomorrow, when the church rings the bells for the resurrection of Christ, you will be healed." Paulina prayed. However, later that night, she fell into a coma. Despite Padre Pio's encouragement to continue praying, the family had already prepared a coffin, and the members of the Third Order prepared her Franciscan shroud to clothe her as soon as she died. On the morning of Holy Saturday, one of her relatives, with 2 of Paulina's children, went to the convent to once again implore Padre Pio, who was their last hope. Faced with so many tears, especially from the little ones, Padre Pio could not resist their request, and he redoubled his prayers. Heavenly Father, please grant that the sacrifice of the Mass renew the life and health of your precious daughter. In your kindness, she is already prepared to be with you, but allow her to remain on earth for the sake of her 5 children. Padre Pio then embraced the 2 children. He was heartbroken by their suffering. In the meantime, Padre Pio received news that the parish priest had arrived at Paulina's house to administer the last rites. Later, he was informed that Paulina no longer recognized anyone. She was practically dead. After hearing confessions, Padre Pio vested for the Easter vigil. As he approached the altar, all eyes were on him. "He has been crying," some said. "I have never seen him so down," said others. However, at the Gloria, everyone saw him transfigured, with tears filling his eyes. At the same time, the church bells, which had been silent all week, announced the resurrection of Christ, resounding hosannas to the Lord. At that very moment, Paulina threw off the covers, got out of bed, and knelt on the floor to recite the creed out loud 3 times in a row. Her fever was gone, and life had returned to her body. The news quickly spread throughout the town. Shouts of "It's a miracle! Paulina is healed!" echoed throughout the streets, reaching even those attending Mass. "The miracle happened," they whispered to each other, while tears of joy ran down their faces. At the end of Mass, so many people pushed into the sacristy to see Padre Pio that the police had to intervene to control the crowd's enthusiasm. Can you imagine that? Later, someone shared with Padre Pio the idea that perhaps God had wanted Paulina to be in heaven, but now she must remain on earth. Padre Pio replied, "It is also beautiful to be exiled from paradise because of love." End of story. Thank you for listening. Please do like and share this video to help our channel grow. And please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories, or our playlist of Padre Pio thoughts for the day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.